This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Leaders of Colorado's Air National Guard are calling on Congress to create a space-focused National Guard service. CPR's Dan Boyce says the Space Force is the only branch without a Guard unit.
Space professionals in the Guard now fall under the command of the Air National Guard. Not everyone is happy with the deal. Lieutenant Colonel Jeremiah Hitchner with the Guam Air National Guard says just getting plane tickets to send his people to Colorado Springs for training is a nightmare.
It's several hours of all my personnel's day, not just mine. Just trying to get a seat for somebody to figure out what their job is that we've been dictated federally to do.
Hitchner argues having a Space National Guard directly under Space Force would help. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
On the western slope, two people are still missing after a house fire sparked an old snow mass yesterday. One person was injured. The Pitkin County Sheriff's Office says four people were in the home when it caught fire and that one of the residents was injured while trying to reach two people sleeping on the second floor. An investigation into the fire is ongoing. Meanwhile, fire crews have slowed the growth of a wildfire that broke out in southwest Colorado yesterday. The Lopez Fire triggered a mandatory evacuation notice for residents of La Garita Creek area in Sawatch County, but officials downgraded that to a pre-evacuation notice yesterday. So far, it's burned about 88 acres and is 30% contained. No injuries or damage to structures have been reported. This is CPR News and KRCC. This hour, we're listening to Here and Now. We'll talk about the FDA meeting to review COVID-19 vaccines for young children, and later, Hollywood's difficult relationship with China. Thank you for joining us on this Tuesday afternoon.